From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQE and weather, 30% chance of rain this afternoon, cloudy, and a high of 46. Slight chance of rain tonight, 35 the low. Wednesday, sunny and 51. Thursday, sunny and 62. And on Friday, partly sunny and 58. Still at 35 degrees. KQEN news time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And our weekly check-in with State Representative Virgil Osborne, live from Salem. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today?
We're doing all right, and I know a lot of things are going on in the Oregon State Legislature and a busy time for sure. Talk about one of the things that you're putting together regarding the waters of the state and environmental impact of camping sites.
Sure, Kyle. Yeah, it is. The pace up here has increased. We actually have till Friday to, if our bills are going to get a work session, they have to be scheduled by Friday. So the amount of bills coming through our committees now have increased about tenfold in the last couple of days. So it's pretty crazy. But one of the bills that I'm working on with Representative David Brocksmith, I should say Senator David Brocksmith, is a bill that will actually ask for the ability of DEQ to be able to come in when a homeless camp, or not necessarily just a homeless camp, any camp for that matter, a campsite is on the river on state waters. And what's happening right now is there's quite a bit of contamination, human waste and other, that is going into the river from those camps. And the burden of dealing with those is falls back on the cities and the counties. The DEQ hasn't really engaged in helping out with this. And what this bill would do, it's not introduced yet, but what this bill will do, it will actually give the ability to go to DEQ, file the complaint. DEQ has to respond and do the cleanup and then evict the person that's causing, you know, the waste to go into the river. Of course, it does have compassion for homeless camping, and it's not an immediate forced eviction. It follows all the rules of the state, and it's covered that way. But we really need to clean up our riverbanks, especially in downtown Roseburg, which has been a real problem. So this is a bill that David introduced, and I am chief sponsoring with him.
Now, have you talked to any of the folks from DEQ to see what their take is on this idea?
We haven't had discussions with DEQ on it yet. I'm sure what their take will be is that they don't want the extra work or the liability or the effort, but some of these problems just need to be addressed, and we are burdening our local authorities with problems that need help from the state, and this is our best shot at getting the state to engage in this.
Now, this one's in process, so it hasn't actually been formally introduced yet, right?
Yes, that's correct. Right now, we are just sending it around the office, basically up here around the building, to get signatures on it for support. And we have most of the Republican caucus signed on to this, and maybe even a few Democrats will sign on to it today. It really does protect the waters, and it does help our local municipalities. So hopefully we'll be able to get it to a hearing and get it into work session as a priority bill.
I wanted to ask about legislation HB 3549 from a couple of lawmakers in Southern Oregon. Basically sort of an answer to from their perspective on some of the problems by ballot measure 110. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so ballot measure 110 was passed a while back. I think it was in 2017 or 18, and that basically made possession of narcotics to be a misdemeanor. It took away the penalty phase, and it really has caused a lot of problems, and especially in Southern Oregon, and especially it really causes issues when homelessness becomes an issue, because a lot of times if early intervention has happened, there may be some rehabilitation that can happen to keep people from falling down that path of drug use. So House Bill 3549 is actually a tiered approach to Measure 110. It doesn't do away with Measure 110, but it actually, as you increase your violations, your first offense would be an escalating accountability each time you do it. The second offense would be a felony possession with the eligibility of conditional discharge. The third offense would be a felony charge with mandatory drug court. So what it does is it reverts back and it says, okay, you can make a mistake, you can do a bad thing, but this time you only get three strikes, and then at the third strike, you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to clean yourself up or go to prison.
Now, this bill has been out for a while in judiciary. Any idea when a public hearing on this will be scheduled?
You know, I don't know. I haven't spoken. This bill is actually presented by Lily Morgan and E. Werner Reschke, both Republicans, one from Klamath Falls, one from Grants Pass, who really have a Grants Pass area has a real issue with the Measure 110 problems. I think that it's probably going to get a hearing soon. The reason I say that is because everybody up here in the Capitol knows, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, we all know there's a problem with 110, and we all know what the circumstances are. It's just somebody's looking for a good fix, so hopefully this will be that good fix.
And also, let's talk about House Bill 3152 regarding natural gas.
Yeah, hopefully today you'll see a press release on this. Myself, so I'm on the Environment and Energy and Climate and Environment Committee. Our Vice Chair, Bobby Levy, myself, Mark Owens, and Kim Wallen are releasing a press release. What this bill does, it doesn't ban natural gas, but it basically helps phase out natural gas in the state to an eventual ban. We had a hearing on this yesterday. A lot of discussion was had on whether or not this bill is going to affect our rural communities. And I think the state figures that we're going to be able to just switch everything back to electricity. When I say that, I'm talking about your heat pumps, your appliances, that type of thing. This affects your heat pump mostly. There won't be subsidies to change over to gas anymore. We disagree with this. We think that this is that natural gas is something for the future, and we think we should keep natural gas in the equation for our quest for renewable energy. The state and the Democrats do not think so.
What do you think is driving the whole argument against natural gas at this point?
The movement at the Capitol is to replace all energy in the state with renewable energies, and that's solar, wind, hydro. There are natural, I guess they call it renewable natural gas sources, but this just doesn't fit the agenda for them. They want to eliminate all fossil fuels, and the problem with that is whether or not we ever get there, and I really do question whether or not we're going to get there, but the problem with it is a lot of people are going to suffer in the wake of this these bills, and I don't really think we should be passing bills that are going to eliminate a problem before we solve the problem. And right now, we don't have the solar capacity or the wind capacity to address where they're headed. And they really are pushing to change the whole state back to electricity. When I remember when I was, 15 years ago, we were pushing to change it over to natural gas. So it's a real dilemma here at the Capitol right now for Republicans versus Democrats on this bill.
So final minute or so here. Is this experience so far everything you were expecting as a new lawmaker?
It's been great. I really enjoy the battle. I'm fighting hard for the people in my district. And it's about what I thought it was going to be. Probably a few more hours of the day than what I thought it was going to be. I don't think I realized that you could almost work 20 hours a day and still not keep up. But that's okay. I'm doing my best.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, we'll check in again next week. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.